Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. You know what day it is. It is Friday Eve, and we are coming to you live, of course, from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show. My favorite day of the week. Get to come down here, hang out at the best cigar spot you're going to find. Like I said, it's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get down here, definitely check them out. 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School in Chandler Heights. Let them know PLR sent you. They take 10% off your cigar purchase. You also can become a club member. Get your access to the member lounge. Get your locker backs up directly to the humidor. Tons of TVs all over this place, even more in the member's lounge. Refrigerator, everything. Become a member. Check it out. If it's something you like to do, get a day pass. Check it out. See if it's something that you know you're really into. I strongly suggest doing this. It is great. I've been a member here for over 9 years. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Now, if you can't get in, no worries. Go to Stogie World. It's STOGIEworld.com. Incredible selection of sticks. Get it in early enough, they will get them out to you the exact same day. Like I said, all this is done. The one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So like I said, let them know that PLR sent you, and they will definitely take care of you with 10% off. Cigars with the Cave Show today. We are loaded today. I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple calls, I promise, but we are really on time today. We are covering the NBA draft. We're covering the unfortunate news with Klay Thompson. I owe you NFL picks. I owe you NFL power ratings. The Knicks are making moves. Got the one, the only, Ed Cole calling in just about 8 minutes. So we're tight on time, but I promise we're going to get a couple calls in here. This won't be able to go as long as I normally do. All calls you may be at the Kerry Lackey Law line. Calling number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. And we are loaded today. I love loaded shows. This is the Cave Show with PLR. I do have a caller on hold. I'm going to jump to that real quick so we can get this call in for sure, because I want to hear what's on everyone's mind. Open forum to call in. You know what we have scheduled to go. So here we are. This is the Cave Show. Thank you for calling. It's the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Bo, how are you?
Lou, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Yeah. Well, I think, my area did well with the draft last night. I think we got ourselves a good selection. In the eighth spot.
Yeah, the Knicks did outstanding with the moves that they made yesterday.
Beautiful.
Very, very good picks for the Knicks yesterday. It's about time.
It's about time.
I'm saying it very politely, but it is about time that the Knicks are able to get something that get players that they actually can use. So I'm all with that.
Now, just see what he can do with it once he's on the court in December.
Exactly. Let's see how it all shakes down.
Were you surprised though by how the first three picks turned out, or no?
No, not at all.
It's just the way I expected it to go,
and I think all the picks that were made, the first few picks were good picks. They were in the direction that we would think. And this draft is a lot different than other drafts, because even though the top few players were good, I take that back. I think the Bulls pick kind of caught me off guard. But I think that most of the picks, because that, excuse me, a true superstar wasn't really there. I think that that teams got the best player for where they were, if that makes any sense the way I'm saying it. So there wasn't like a you know, a couple years ago or a few years ago, there wasn't a Carl Anthony Towns that you knew was number one. There wasn't an AD that you knew was number one. There wasn't a kid that got drafted by the Pelicans last year that you knew were number one, that you knew was number one. There wasn't just that that pick. I mean, you knew who was going to go one and two last year. But this year was a little bit different. So we'll see how everything just kind of shakes down.
Yeah. And New Mexico, the men's basketball team, is coming to your area for a couple of weeks, I heard.
Yeah, to get some practice in and get away from certain things. It's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, with this COVID situation, teams are having to move around and do a lot of different things so that way they can get in and get their practices in and get everything taken care of that they need done.
Yeah, well, at least you got somewhere to play.
As of now, we're not shutting down. Our lousy governor, you know. We're open for business, and that's not why I'm calling him a lousy governor. There's a whole bunch of other reasons. But, you know, I'm not bringing anyone into my political thoughts, but a lot of crazy stuff that goes on here. But we're open.
Yeah.
Unlike a lot of states, Arizona's open and ready for business.
Yeah, we'll be closed soon.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to get into political stuff when we have this much going on, but I see schools are shutting down. I could never understand that. You shut down schools, but you leave open bars and restaurants. Okay. Makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all should be open, I think. Be honest with you. But, again, we don't have a lot of time, and I don't want to get into politics. So,
okay.
Of course, one
big, you know, letdown of Klay Thompson. He's out again. Oof.
Yeah, towards Achilles, that's going to be a lot of trouble for them. And
awful.
It's really sad. And I'm really sad for Klay Thompson because he's really a stand-up dude, and it's going to change the whole trajectory of the West and where they were headed and Golden State and the way they were headed. And you knew it was something bad just by the way it got reported last night. Because usually when it's not something bad, they kind of hint that it's not something bad. But they all indications last night was that it just wasn't going to be good. So
yeah,
I kind of knew that was coming.
I mean,
yeah,
he was out the whole last year and he's out again.
Yeah, well, the Achilles is a whole different beast, my friend.
Right.
You know, that's a whole different beast.
Yeah, I get it.
So, but unfortunately, my friend, I got to jump on you early because I got my guest calling in a little bit earlier than expected. And we'll touch base tomorrow for sure.
You got it. All right, Paul, thanks.
All right, Luke. Thank you. Yeah, it's really sad with Klay Thompson on the line with us right now, the one and only Ed Cole sports personality, inside sports, on just about every show he pops up here in the Valley. Former head man of digital media department with the Washington football team. My brother, my partner in crime. How are you, sir? Welcome to KSHO PLR on the Carry Like You Law line on Cigars with KSHO Thursday. Boy, that was a lot to get in.
Brother, I'm just like you and everybody else. I'm just trying to get through this news that just came down about Klay Thompson. This is just an absolute crusher that Klay is gone for the season with he tore his Achilles in his right leg, and that just really dashes the hopes of the Golden State Warriors for them trying to compete for a championship, because it's hard to win a championship if you don't have your full complement of players. And of course, we know Steph Curry and Klay Thompson is arguably the best backcourt to have ever played in the National Basketball Association, and now they're split in half. So I'm just sad and devastated that this news came down about Klay.
This is crazy. I don't even think it's a argument. They are the best shooting backcourt to ever play in the NBA. Rarely would I say take away the word arguable, but to me there is no argument. I have not seen two guards play together that are able to shoot the way they do, and the best part, Ed, is they complement each other. It's not like it's just two guys out there doing something. They complement each other. They play off each other, and it's really too bad for him because talked to Clay a couple times just in locker rooms and interviews. He's just comes across as just a good dude, man. So I just feel bad for him.
I mean, look at the pedigree he comes from. He comes from Michael Thompson. You know, he and his mother and his father, just two great people, two great leaders that brought him up so well. And now you saw the fruits of their labors, bringing up their son Clay and raising him as best as they could. And he turned out to be an incredible young man, an incredible basketball talent. And now it's just so disheartening to see Clay fight back so hard. And he gets injured on Thursday, you know, playing basketball out in Los Angeles, trying to get ready for a season that's coming so fast. And now it's over for him, just that quick, fast in a hurry. It's just devastating. There's hardly any words to describe the way I'm feeling right now. This is just horrendous. This is awful.
Yeah, I wonder if he did a little bit of overcompensation because that's his right Achilles, and he had the ACL tore on his left leg. And sometimes we're all humans, you know, and we overcompensate sometimes. So I wonder if that has anything to do with it. But listen, we got to go to commercial in a couple of minutes. But before we do, I want to jump to the Knicks. And I don't know if you saw this, but the Knicks cleared out $40 million in cap space by waiving Taj Gibson, Elfrid Payton, Wayne Ellington, not picking up the option on Bobby Portis, where there's a rumor he may end up here, believe it or not. And then they also didn't re-sign or let the option go on Theo Pinion. I think I mispronounced his name, as well as Kenny Wooten.
Yeah, Theo Pinson.
So six guys gone, $40 million in cap space. Good draft pick last night. I cannot believe that Obi Toppin dropped all the way to him. So it looks like they did something right. Now maybe with Tibbs in there, and hopefully he doesn't still have the same disdain for rookies that he used to have, and you can get Toppin, that kid can play, and you got some people that were underperforming last year, like R.J. Barrett, mm-hmm. and you still have Kevin Knox there. So let's see what the Knicks can do, or are they – here's my question, Ed. Are they setting themselves up by freeing that $40 million? Are they setting themselves up to make a possible trade or get involved in a three-way to bring someone like maybe a Russell Westbrook to town?
I think possibly, yeah. That's why you clear out that space. And like you said, I love the Obi Toppin pick, the young man picked at number 8 coming out from Dayton. I love that pick. I think he's going to be a phenomenal player for Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks. But, yeah, to clear out that $40 million of space, you saw Tibbs come in and he's like, okay, we can clear out this. We can clear this guy out. We can clear this contract out. We cannot bring these guys back. You clear out six players to clear $40 million in cap space. That means to me that you're going to be in the market to make a deal, like you said, for Russell Westbrook or some other free agent that's probably interested in coming to the New York Knicks, because the New York Knicks are still they're still a multi-billion-dollar corporation, one of the most valuable franchises still in all sports. And now they got a little bit more valuable because they cleared $40 million of space to hopefully lure some big-time free agents.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to step away, take this commercial real quick, come right back, and we're going to get right into the Phoenix Suns and all the good stuff that happened with them yesterday. And we have a ton of sound from James Jones' Zoom meeting with the media last night. We'll do all that right here on the Cave Show. Got my brother in crime hanging with me today, Ed Cole. We're doing it all live from Maduro's Cigars with the Cave Show Thursdays. This is the Cave Show at PLR. We'll be right back.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome Well, welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. It is Cigars with the Cave Show Thursday. It's so good to be here. So good to be hosted by this incredible establishment every single Thursday. Make sure you check it out, the Cave Show with PLR. You know we're heard on KSRN as well as BTR. KSRN, not only do you get us a 1, you get us a 3 on a replay. And you can download that app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Also, don't forget, whenever you want us, just go to 1 o'clock every day. Go to sportscave.com. Cave is with K. Click that listen live button. And there we are. Now, if it's any part of the day or night and you want to check us out, go to the sportscave.com, Cave with K. Hit that listen live button. And like I said, every show pops up. Pick and choose. Got a favorite you want to hear again? Hit it. If not, pick one you didn't hear before and check us out for the first time. And it shouldn't be your first time, but check us out as well as on our website. We have some of our favorite shows and interviews right there on the front page. So yesterday was the NBA draft. The Suns, they seem to just seem to get it right.
Hey, this is Kyle Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
And I love what the Suns did. Ed, I love the – it's funny because Dave King from Bright Side of the Sun, he and I were texting yesterday, and he was like, who do you want the Suns to draft? I said, I want them to get a big. I can't quite put my finger on what big will fall to them or will be there when they pick. I just know I want them to get a big. And lo and behold, Ed, Jalen Smith was sitting right there for them to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Jalen Smith, too, the young man from College Park, from my hometown, from back in Maryland. I love this pick from James Jones and the Phoenix Suns. This kid was a double-double machine in his sophomore year, only played 2 years in Maryland, but he averaged almost 16 points and 11 rebounds last year, about 2.5 blocks, shot like 37% from three. So this kid is so versatile as far as scoring and rebounding and defending, and the guy can cover pretty much every inch of an NBA basketball court. We'll see that this season. He's a floor spacer and he's a shot blocker. I love the pick from Jalen Smith. And I think, I know a lot of people thought that the Suns might pick the kid from Iowa State, Tyrese Halliburton. But I think the Chris Paul situation kind of, that situation fell to where they're like, well, you know what? We're good on a point guard. We're good on a guard situation. Let's go get a big, like you said, Paul. Let's go get a guy that can be a stretch four option for the Phoenix Suns. I love the pick from Jalen Smith.
Yeah, and as I was saying, it was either yesterday or the day before. Excuse me, or maybe I even said it last night with our good friend Earl Burnett on Believe Sports Network, and talking about the Suns. You have campaign on a sweetheart contract, and you have Javon Carter. You don't really need a backup point guard right now. So there's
no
why. You know, so why use that pick when you need a big? Because it's looking more and more like Aaron Baines will not be back. So you need a big. You need that more than you need a point guard right now. So I just want to read this from yesterday as opposed to playing the style on this one. I'm just going to read what he said about playing a couple things. One, with playing with Devin Booker, he said it's going to be an amazing feeling. In college, I didn't get to show a lot of my playmaking skills. I feel as though coming into the league, I'll be able to playmake into his open shot. So he's already thinking he's got some skills we haven't really seen, and he can help Devin Booker get his shot off. And he said he'll get a lot more assists off of him. He can rebound and help start a fast break, kick the ball out, and really try to get him going. And before that, he said something I thought was interesting. He said he used to play as a kid in Chris Paul's AAU team, against Chris Paul's AAU team. Now he's playing with Chris Paul. How cool is that?
That is so cool. It's about as cool as Steph Curry, him and James Wiseman, they have a history together. Him, he's got a history with Steph Curry. So James Wiseman going to the Golden State Warriors and him, those two having a history together, and now Jalen Smith and Chris Paul having that history coming together. Isn't that crazy how life just comes full circle and these situations just fall into your lap? But, yeah, I think Chris Paul is going to be the definite X factor to improve and make Jalen Smith that much better, because what better point guard could you actually go and actually have on your basketball team other than a Chris Paul that can actually make this team that much better, can galvanize these guys and help Jalen Smith in his first year, help him in his transition, especially considering this season is getting ready to start. He doesn't have as much time as they usually have to get ready for this season. They've got to get him up fast and in a hurry really quickly, and I think Chris Paul is really going to help him with that.
And I'm going to play some sound from James Jones, and they both are talking about Jalen Smith. Now, I'm going to play them back-to-back. Usually I give this long introduction, but I'm just going to play these back-to-back, and I just want you to listen to what he said about this kid joining the team.
In a big way, but we felt in order to keep pace in the West, we needed to be stronger with our front court. And so Jalen's a defensive guy with offensive skills, a big with ball skills that can pass and shoot. He's a great addition to our team. That had a huge impact on our evaluation of Jalen. You know, we identified him not only as a good player, but as a professional, a college player. You know, he's extremely disciplined, regimented. He's a tireless worker, and his approach fits our approach. You know, our culture is about work. We want guys that are hoopers, guys that are self-starters, that play with passion, that love this game, and are dedicated with their free time to improving. And if you watch his improvement from year one to year two, he's a five-star kid who came into Maryland under 190 pounds, and he left at 225. So he put in work, and that was all on his own merits. So that discipline, like I said, that self-discipline is something I think will translate early for him and allow him to impact our team and play minutes early.
And I think in everything that James Jones said, he sounds like a James Jones player. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell, excuse me, just listening to James Jones, the excitement that he has for this young man, Jalen Smith. Of course, he's coming from one of the best basketball programs in the land, the University of Maryland at College Park, of course. But to get a guy like him, 6 foot, 6'10", 225, a 7'2" wingspan, and this kid can score, like we said, Paul. This kid can rebound the ball. He can defend. He can play both big man spots, center and, you know, power forward. He can play that forward position. The kid can hit three-pointers. I mean, goodness gracious. This, in only 2 years, he's done this at the University of Maryland. So just imagine what he can do with some time and with some seasoning with the Phoenix Suns under James Jones and Monty Williams and Chris Paul, again, at that point guard position, helping him grow. And I'm sure DeAndre Ayton will have some impact on him as well, obviously, because they'll hopefully be playing side by side or, you know, in rotations, in and out of different rotations. But he's got so many great influences to lean on to help him grow in his first year with the Suns.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. That's where I think people that are balking about the Chris Paul trade, I think this is where they're missing the boat at, because Chris Paul is built for this. He is built for getting guys going in shape, in the right spot, in the right position, and doing what's expected of them. See, and that's the thing. Now, a lot of guys want kudos for what they're doing, but they're only doing what they're expected to do. And he's getting guys. Chris Paul is not going to accept you just giving, you know, basically a half-assed effort. You can't do that with Chris Paul.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
he's going to push Jalen. He's going to push him hard. I'm sorry, Paul, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But, yeah, he's going to push him hard.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you didn't interrupt me at all. That's why you get a Chris Paul. And there are so many people that have so many, but why? And he's 40. I mean, he's so much of the cap, and he's older. But Chris Pauls don't come on, you know, they don't just pop up. When you go and you can get a Chris Paul, you're going and you're doing something. And you have to make that move when you get an opportunity to get someone like that. And you can't just pass that up.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh, yes. You get a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer that can fall in your lap and you can make that deal. Of course you go get Chris Paul. Absolutely. Damn the naysayers. Chris Paul is available. That guy is point guard, and he is doggone near perfection personified as far as the point guard position goes. That's a guy that you bring in that's definitely going to make the Phoenix Suns that much better. And I know Jalen Smith is so excited to get back with his longtime protege and get this thing started, which is getting ready to start, what, in a month, Paul? About a month, right?
Yes. Yes.
No, December 21st?
Yeah, it's coming.
Goodness.
Yeah, 22nd.
It's coming.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, there's one other thing that I want to play for you. Like I said, we got a ton of sound from James Jones. And just listen to the cultural difference. Now, I'm not throwing shade on McDonough. I like McDonough. I really did. I didn't like the philosophy that you draft a whole bunch of young kids and hope they mature together. I didn't really like that. But I want you just to listen to the difference, the expectation difference of what his expectations are, James Jones, of this team.
To raise the floor, you know, our expectations are always increasing. I thought that the bubble was a great opportunity for our guys, namely Mikael, Dario, and Mikael, Cam, and Dario. It was an opportunity for them to get a second season with the Suns. Mikael, in that instance, was his third season, but I thought those three guys were phenomenal in the bubble, and we were able to switch it up a little bit, you know, play differently, you know, attack the glass, get out in transition, have our bigs push in transition, Dario playing as a small ball five or as our facilitating five. I thought it gave us great movement and created opportunities for Javon and Cam Payne to get out in transition and attack and shoot threes. And so I think the additions that we've made, Chris and Jalen, when you put those guys with the current group that we have, you increase, you know, our versatility, but more importantly, you increase our competitiveness. Those two guys, they bring it. And you can see it when they play. They play with passion.
Ed, listen to the difference. Like I said, I'm not kicking dirt on McDonough. As I liked him. I liked his basketball knowledge. I like what he did as a consistent GM in Boston. But you're not hearing rebuild, develop, develop, rebuild, 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 develop. That's not what you're hearing from James Jones.
No, he's talking about winning right now. He's talking about being competitive and being just a force in the Western Conference, which the Phoenix Suns, you look at this roster, I'm looking at him right now, Ayton, and should Aaron Baines stay around, or if he stays around, that's great. If not, you know, that's a business move. That's, you just move on and you just keep moving. But him, Booker, Mikael Bridges, all the names that James Jones named, and now you add Jalen Smith last night to this roster, and then Chris Paul a couple of days before that. It's all about getting these guys together. Like he said, I was going to use that word versatility before James used it, but yeah, being so versatile and being able to just plug guys in and out and just try different things and just have all these different combinations of players and the philosophy is great. Just get these guys. They've got so much talent on this basketball team. Get them together in a short period of time because it's going to start December 22nd, but they're going to work their tails off up until December 22nd. And once that thing starts, just watch this team. I just hope this team rolls through this 70-game season, and we see. Hopefully, we see a re-imaging of what happened in Orlando with that 8-game run.
Yeah, and that's the jump-off spot. And Ed, you couldn't have you couldn't have said that even better, because let's listen to this.
Well, my approach, I think our approach collectively has never changed. I say this every year. People want me to make predictions. How many games do you make the playoffs? We're here to win games. We're here to make the playoffs. We're here to win a title. And so the expectation is that we bring a playoff-type performance to the floor every single night. If we do that, we'll be fine. If we make the playoffs and we lose in the first round, no one's satisfied. If we make the playoffs and we lose in the Western Conference Finals, no one's satisfied. If you make the playoffs and you lose in the finals, no one's satisfied. So we don't come here to play games. We don't come here to, you know, just step on the court and complete season. Like, we want the playoffs. And so until we win a title, that's what we'll be chasing, and we'll never be satisfied.
Ed, when have you heard the Phoenix Suns GM approach a season and a team like that? Seriously, ever since he's been here, it's been that same approach.
Yeah.
How far do you have to go back to hear that?
Bruh, I mean, look at what James Jones has did in his career. He won 3 world championships. He knows what it takes to get to the pinnacle of the National Basketball Association and jump over that mountain and win a championship. He's won 3 of them, won a back-to-back 2012 and 13, won one in 2016. So who better to come out here and say that we're going to getting to the first round and not making it is unacceptable? This guy knows because he's won 3 championships. He knows how hard he had to work, how hard his teams had to work to win championships, and this is why he's going to push his team now, the Phoenix Suns, to get to where they were, where he was 3 times when they got to the top of the mountain and got those 3 championships. I love his attitude. You and I both, you know, we both have met him. I'm sure we both talked to him like face to face and just chatted with him. He is such an affable man, a young man. He's 40, so I can call him a young man because he's 10 years younger than me.
I wonder why you could call him a young man when you jump on that other side of 50. Every lot of stuff gets young for you when you get, you know.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
but Paul, man, I'm telling you, just listening to James, it's so infectious how he feels about his basketball team, the talent that he has assembled with help from others, of course, but he is so excited about this Phoenix Suns basketball team. This city should be excited about this Phoenix Suns team, the fans, because I think this is just the start of something great, don't you?
I do. And on the Kerry Lackey Law Lines, the one, the only Ed Cole, you hear him on Inside Sports, you hear him on KSRN, you hear him all over this valley. He was the man, the digital media director, former media digital director for the Washington football team. And Ed, let me tell you something, it doesn't stop there. I feel like my man from Boomerang. It doesn't stop there. You got to coordinate. And he didn't stop there. Listen how much, obviously, Sarver is staying out of this. When was the last time you heard a GM say
mechanisms? You know, we'll be an over-cap team. We'll have a few exceptions to add. You know, we'll add some minimum guys. We'll see how we can fill out the roster. But I feel pretty good about what we are. Just because we have a core group of guys and our free agents, you know, we have their rights, so we can resign them. Our restricted guys, you know, we'll do our best to keep them in house. So I feel really good about our ability to build out the rest of our roster.
Ed, a GM for the Phoenix Suns, just said we will be an over the cap team. When was the last time Sarver gave someone that much autonomy to have the freedom to sign back the players that they need to be successful and still go out and use those veteran exceptions to bring in more talent to ensure that you're being successful? When was the last time you heard that?
Oh, man. When it comes to the Phoenix Suns, probably never, at least under Robert Sarver's ownership. But, my gosh, we talked about this last week. The impact that Robert Sarver has had by not being an impact, as far as him staying in the shadows and again signing those checks and, you know, meeting with James when he needs to, meeting with Monty Williams, I'm sure when they need to, and talk about things and go over, you know, players they want to sign, and like with the Chris Paul deal, I'm sure all 3 of them sat down and talked about this thing and hashed it out, and I'm sure they talked about Jalen Smith last night and said, okay, who's the best guy for us at number 10? And they picked Jalen Smith. But the fact that Robert Sarver sits back and lets James do his thing as a general manager, lets Monty do his thing as a head coach, and those guys work together so well, that just bodes well for the Phoenix Suns to let them know that the owner is there, but he's not micromanaging everything. He's macromanaging from a distance and saying, okay, you need me to sign this check. What do you need me to do as far as an owner? You guys go ahead and do your thing, because I know you guys are both supremely talented. You guys have shown me so far that you have what it takes to lead my Phoenix Suns, the team that I own and paid for, hopefully into the next level, which is the NBA championship for the first time ever. And I like it. I like the new, I like the new look and the new attitude that Robert Sarver has brought to his basketball team by staying in the shadows.
We are going to jump for commercial, but we're going to wrap up with the Suns first. And this is the last thing, and I specifically saved this for last. The last quote of James Jones, I specifically saved this because the question was, how much impact does Devin Booker have and does the other stars on the team have, and Monty Williams have? How much of the input do they have when it's time to go out and get guys, and are you okaying everything with them before you do this? Listen to what this GM says.
You mean specifically like trades or the draft?
Trades. For Chris Paul in particular.
I mean, well, we consider all those factors. At the end of the day, it's my responsibility, my job to build the team. You know, I'll always show consider the thoughts of my coach. He's ultimately the one that has to decide who plays and how we play. You know, your best players, you lean on them for their experience, you know, for their perspective, because they have to play with these guys. But ultimately, it's me. I have to make the tough calls. You know, trying to take trying to take and execute the plan that coach has laid out, how he wants to play, the types of players he wants to play. That's my job.
Plain and simple.
So
that's
cool.
My job.
So cool.
I take it into consideration. And listen, trading Rubio was not an easy decision for him, especially since they re-upped Rubio last year, and Ricky Rubio was really upset about leaving the Phoenix Suns and the situation that the Suns are currently in and the direction that they're going in. But he didn't run. He doesn't run away from it. He doesn't run away from the confrontation. He doesn't run away from the tough decisions. And when you have a leader like that setting those expectations of himself, you have to be ready to roll and ready to go when he's telling you, hey, this is the direction I think we need to go in.
And PLR, it just has a trickle down effect, and to the rest of the team, when they see their general manager making the moves that he makes, and he's in front of the media saying what he just said, saying that these are decisions that I make. You know, I have to make these tough decisions. He'll fall on the sword if there's a bad move that he makes. Not every move, of course, every general manager makes is going to be gold, like a Chris Paul or like a Jalen Smith. There's going to be a lot of swings and misses as far as general managers are concerned. But you still have to own up for that as a man, as James Jones would, if there's some situations that don't work out. But, it was tough to let Ricky Rubio go. But, again, like you said, Paul, for a Chris Paul to fall in your lap, that's a move that I'd make 10 times out of 10.
Yep, and I'm going to say this one more time for the listeners that haven't heard me say it. Let me say this one more time. The trade wasn't for Ricky Rubio and for the 18-year-old kid, his name I can't think of right now, and for Oubre, and for the first-round protected pick, and for Ty Jerome. That, in essence, was a Ricky Rubio trade for Chris Paul. And if you put it into that perspective, as much as we like Ricky Rubio, and as good as Ricky Rubio is, you are trading. Ricky Rubio isn't 24 or 25. Ricky Rubio is 30 years old, too. So you're not trading Ricky Rubio, a young up-and-coming guy that has more ceiling left. You're trading him for a walk-through-the-door first ballot Hall of Fame. Kelly Oubre will want more than $20 million per year. Between Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges, they make $9 million combined. And so you're getting two players, in my opinion, that are going to be as good, if not better, than Kelly Oubre. And they fit what the Suns do better for over $11 million less. Ty Jerome, good kid, good heart. He is too slow for what the Suns want to do offensively and defensively. And the young kid whose name I keep, John, I can't think of his last name. Anyway, he's a project. He's a project point guard that will not, Jalen Q, thank you, that will not get in, will not get any clock time behind Cam Payne and Javon Carter. They're not interested in developing 19-year-old players now. It's just not going to happen. So the moves that were made were good moves, and we're needed moves. So,
I agree.
We got to jump. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Before we go to commercial, I'll let you get your word in.
No, bro. I said I agree with you wholeheartedly. Everything you just said.
We're going to jump to commercial. This is Cave Show with PLR. Coming to you live from the Duro Sponsor Cigar and Tobacco on Cigars with the Cave Show Friday Eve. Come back, and we're going to talk NFL. We're going to give these power rankings. I'm going to give mine. I want Ed's opinion after I give them to you. And then Ed gets to be the innocent guy I get to live the life of debauchery and try to put the money in your pockets. And if you would have listened to me last week, you would have doubled your 401k. We'll do all that when we get back. Game show.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Make sure you are following us on the social media, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook at The Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. The website is thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with the K, and you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Get on down here to Maduro's, definitely, and check them out. Ron Harden runs an incredible spot here. Definitely great selection. You got to come down here. You got to get you a stick. And the best part about coming into Maduro's, not only is Ron, but Tina, they will help you pair the perfect cigar for your smoking style. Because what happens a lot of times is you walk into a cigar shop and you walk into the humidor and you try to walk in there like you know everything. And if you're a first-time smoker, you don't. And there's nothing wrong with that because we all started somewhere. The good thing about coming to Maduro's, Ron and his team and Tina and all of them, they will walk you through what's a good cigar for you to get started with. If you're a cigar smoker and you've been doing it for a while, they'll point you to some different options. Maybe you have a favorite and you're trying to do something different. They'll get you the perfect fit to fit what your need is. So get on down here. Remember, they do have beer and wine, so you can get your adult beverage on, and they have the ticket to every league. So watch all the games tonight. The Seattle Seahawks play the Cardinals. That game will be on live, ready to roll. And we'll give the picks for that, but get your butt down here to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Ed, what do you know about that Michael Jackson, man? I don't know if you knew that off the wall joint. That may have been, I don't know if you listen to that kind of music.
What?
Yeah, I know you're more into country folk music, so I'm not sure if that was something that you were familiar with.
Folks, don't let him fool you. Don't let him pass you up. You know I love MJ just like everybody else.
All right, I just want to make sure. I know you were probably expecting a little Creedence Clearwater Revival, and there's nothing wrong with him. Cause I like him too, but I just didn't know if you knew the mic as well.
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. We're good then. Well, listen, I got a power ranking. I got five teams sitting on the outside, and then I'm going to give you my 10. And I'll give you my 10, and I'll give you the team sitting on the outside first, and then I'll give you the 10, and you tell me where you would move teams around in your ranking. And we're going to do this quickly before we get to putting some money in your pocket. I have the teams sitting outside looking in: Miami, Tennessee, Baltimore, Cleveland, and Las Vegas. Those are the teams outside the Power 10 looking in. And then as the top 10 goes, I have Seattle at 10, the Rams at 9, Indy at 8, the Cardinals at 7, New Orleans at 6, Green Bay at 5, Tampa Bay at 4, Buffalo at 3, Pittsburgh at 2, and Kansas City at 1. Go ahead. Light me up.
Well, I would move New Orleans higher than 6. They're better than the 6th best team of your top 10. I would move them to at least, based off what they did against the 49ers, and I know they're going to be without Drew Brees for a while. It depends on what they do with Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, whatever they do quarterback-wise. But that's a very good football team that needs to be higher than 6. I'd move them up to number 4, to be honest with you.
Oh, and you know what? And here's the thing. They would have been if Drew Brees was still starting. I think I punished him a little bit for that. I punished him a little bit for that.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. And let me just be honest with you. I don't want to hear Taysom Hill's name again. That is the most overrated dude ever. Listen, he can do a lot of little things well, but he can't do any one thing great. If he was that good, they would not have went out and signed Jameis Winston. Because he would have been the surefire step in if Drew Brees got hurt again. He is a good gimmick guy to come in for 8 or 9 plays a game and change the pace. I'm so tired of hearing this. He's 30 years old. If he could play quarterback, starting quarterback in the NFL, you know what he would be doing? He would be starting as a quarterback in the NFL. This is Jameis's
job.
But
Paul, maybe Sean Payton, obviously clearly Sean Payton is looking at Taysom Hill as that kind of Swiss Army knife where he can do, like you said, he can run, he can throw, and he can receive, he can catch the ball. Maybe he's not looking at him as at least right now the successor to Drew Brees because he can do so much more than what the average quarterback can do. That's why they brought in Jameis Winston because that's what Jameis does outside of throwing interceptions. We know he's very good at doing that. Threw 30 of them last year, but Taysom Hill can do so many other things in their offense that he's just I guess he would be kind of a gimmick guy, wouldn't he?
Yeah, you just explained it. I call him a gimmick guy, and then you go and try to cave up for him. And at the end of the day, you know what you called him?
A gimmick guy. Yeah.
A gimmick guy. You just try. See, here's how this relationship has gone with me and Ed for the last almost 10 years. I just come out. I ain't got time. I'm just blunt with it. I tell you what I think. And Ed tries to come back, and he tries to make it all nice and put flowers on it. But then at the end, we end up agreeing. But he says it all nice. He's that dude that fires you, and you leave your job thinking that, you know, it's all good and you really wasn't that bad. I fire you, and you leave the job thinking, wow, I really suck. That's the difference between the two of them. Because he's a gimmick dude. He is not a front-line quarterback. And you know what? Real quick, before we do these scores, I don't blame all those interceptions on Jameis Winston. I blame some of those interceptions on your guy, Bruce Arians. Because Bruce Arians is a push-the-ball-down-the-field guy. He wants you to go up top a lot in the course of a game. When you have a quarterback that's a risky, chance-taking quarterback, and you tell him to take the top off a few times a game, guess what you get? Interceptions. Under Sean Payton, he doesn't want you to take the top off all the time. He wants you to use it a calculation and dink and dunk. That's going to be the difference.
It also helps that you have arguably the best running back in the league. Now, there's no argument. Alvin Kamara is the best running back in the league, and that's a guy that you can lean on.
Yep. So
I mean, Leonard Fournette's a good running back. Leonard Fournette's a good running back, but he's no Alvin Kamara.
Leonard Fournette talked all that you know what. And see, have you noticed I haven't used one foul word today? Have you noticed that? I've been very, very good today.
Yeah. I'm proud of
you.
He talked all that crap.
It's progression. But I still got 12 minutes. He talked all that crap about how he's so happy to have finally have a real quarterback, and he can't even beat Ronald Jones out for the starting job. See, it's always that dude talking all that nonsense, and then where is he at? Coming off the way? Being in spot what? Man, go find yourself, Leonard Fournette. Go find yourself. Talking about, oh, it's so good to have a real quarterback. Okay, Leonard Fournette, back up. Talking that nonsense. I tell you who didn't have
but
a problem.
Ronald Jones is a beast, though. I like Ronald Jones. He's good.
But you can't talk that nonsense and be a backup. Bruce Arians, we don't have a need for Antonio Brown. Your quarterback said you had a need. Your quarterback saw him 7 times last week. We need to spread the ball out and touch everyone. Let me give Tom Brady said, let me give Mike Evans a little taste of something. So y'all shut the hell up and leave me alone because I'm going to Antonio Brown. I'm just saying, maybe I'm wrong, but my eyes told me something completely different. With that being said, Ed, Let's be nice. Let's put some money in these people's pockets. Oh, I'm sorry. On Ed's side, let's do this for entertainment purposes only. Philadelphia goes to Cleveland. Cleveland is a 3-point favorite. Philly's rolling in with that overrated quarterback, Carson Wentz. And I don't want to hear he's throwing the guys that should be selling in insurance. That dude holds the ball too long and makes some really dumb decisions. I'm not sold on him. Cleveland's favored by 3. Ed, who do you have?
I'm going with the Browns to take out Philadelphia and Cleveland.
I think the Browns are going to win this game, but you know what? Cleveland has a way of mucking stuff up. I think Philly will cover. Take Philly in the points, but I think Cleveland wins the game. Atlanta goes to New Orleans.
Yeah, like they almost did against Houston last week, right?
Yeah. If you bet those points, you'd be sick as a dog. I mean, Kareem Hunt just danced right at that goal line and stepped out of bounds, took all your little money on bad beats. Atlanta goes to New Orleans. New Orleans is a 5-point favorite.
Oh, I got New Orleans in that one. The Saints are going to go to 8-2. Regardless, whoever's at quarterback, the Saints are clearly a much better football team than Atlanta. It's hard to win in New Orleans. I'm going with the Saints.
I'm going with the Saints, but I'm doing it with trepidation. I'm going to say take the 5 points. Who's the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Raheem Morris.
Who was the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year? Raheem Morris.
Todd Bowles?
Guess what Raheem Morris...
Oh, no.
Todd Bowles, I'm sorry. Yeah. Raheem Morris. You know what Raheem Morris knows? He knows how to defend Jameis Winston. So this is a shaky one, but go ahead and take Atlanta. I mean, take New Orleans, take the 5 points. Cincinnati goes to Washington. We're going to fly through this one. Who you got?
Oh, I'll go to Washington. Go with my old employers.
I'm gonna take them, too, just because Cincinnati's still a little bit banged up. Washington is a 1.5-point favorite. They're at home. Go ahead and take that game. If you're in one of them office pools where you put points on who you're going to take, make that your last least point game. They're favored by 1.5, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to rock with the Washington football team too. Detroit goes to Carolina. Pick 'em game. Who you got?
Ooh, that is a pick 'em game. I'm going with Matthew Stafford and the Lions to go down to Charlotte and win. They're going to be 5-5 after Sunday.
Who cares game, big time who cares games. I'm going with Detroit as well. Pittsburgh goes to Jacksonville. Pittsburgh is the 10-point favorite. Who you got?
I'm going with the Steelers, even though they're not looking past the Jaguars. They know they have Baltimore next week, but still, they're going to go down to Jacksonville and handle business. Steelers.
I'm going with Jacksonville to cover. I think the Steelers win the game. The Steelers are one of the worst covering teams with big double-digit points in the league. We saw what they did with Dallas last time. They were a big favorite. I'm not really feeling what the Steelers do with the big spread. I think they win, but I got Jacksonville with the spread. Tennessee goes to Baltimore. Baltimore is a 5.5-point favorite.
I am going to go. I'm getting the Ravens to get off that schneid. I know they did not play well against the Patriots on Sunday Night Football, but Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are going to bounce back and get that victory.
Go with Tennessee. Take them flat out to win this game. Neither one of these teams can play from behind. I like the receivers on Tennessee's side better than the receivers on Baltimore's side. I think this is your upset of the week. New England, off a big victory, goes down to Houston. They're favored by 2 points.
I got the Patriots. They're kind of getting their thing together. They're going to go down to Houston and get that victory. They're going to go from 2-5 to 5-5. That'd be 3 straight victories for the Patriots. It's what Bill Belichick and the Patriots do. They find a way to rally. I think they're going to win in Houston.
I'm with you in the second who cares game, but I got New England with that 2 points as well. Miami goes to Denver. Miami's a 3.5-point favorite.
Miami's a good football team. They're going to go to Denver and get that victory over the Broncos. I got Miami.
I'm with you. Miami, take that 3.5. They're going to be Denver. Drew Lock might not even play, which means they're rolling out a guy worse than Drew Lock. Think about that. Go with Miami. The Jets, they go into L.A., play the Chargers. Chargers favored by 9.5.
Do you even need to hear outcome on this one? Chargers. Justin Herbert and the Chargers, of course.
Chargers find a way to lose every game, but they don't play the Jets every week. Take that 9.5. Take the Chargers. Jets are the worst team in football with the worst coach in football. And what I think will be the best game, Green Bay goes to Indy. Indy's favored by 1.5.
Yeah. Oh, Indy's got a good defense. Can they stop Aaron Rodgers even in their home building? No, Green Bay.
I'm going with Indianapolis. I'm going with the defense over the offense. They're at home, and I like what they can do defensively. Take the 1.5, take Indianapolis. And another who cares game, Minnesota plays Dallas. They're favored by 7 points.
Who cares, Minnesota?
Who cares with you, Minnesota by 7. The Las Vegas Raiders are looking to sweep the Kansas City World Football Champ Chiefs. They're favored by 8 points. The Chiefs are. It is Sunday night game. Who do you got?
They'll be looking to sweep them, but they won't. I think the Raiders will cover those 8, though. But Kansas City is going to go into Las Vegas and get that victory at Allegiant Stadium.
Not only is Kansas City going to make sure they don't get swept, they're going to beat the tar off of the Raiders. Take that 8 points.
Oh.
Kansas City remembers what happened last time. It will not happen again. Monday night, we got the Rams going down to Tampa to play. Tampa's a 4-point favorite.
Ooh, Tampa scored 46 in Charlotte last week. The Rams are tied, at least right now, for first place. Oh, my goodness. I'm picking the Rams to go all the way to Tampa and get that victory.
And Ed has been drinking somebody's Kool-Aid because he obviously hasn't seen Jared Goff play on the road. Once he gets out of L.A., he is 100% hot trash Basura. Take Tampa Bay with 4. Take Tampa Bay if it was 5. Take Tampa Bay if it was 10. Take Tampa Bay if it was 20. Tampa Bay is going to stomp all over the Rams on Monday Night Football. And then the game of the week, in my opinion, obviously I'm going homer. My second home team with this. Seattle plays Arizona. Seattle's favored by 3. It's in Seattle.
I'm going with the Cardinals tonight. Over the years, the Cardinals have had a lot of success up in Seattle. Kyler Murray is 2-1 so far against Russell Wilson in his career. He's already won up in Seattle, won there last year. I think the Cardinals are going to get that victory tonight. If they force more turnovers, because the Seahawks have turned the ball over 7 times in the last 2 games, if the Cardinals can force some turnovers tonight and get some scores off of that and actually run the ball like they did last week against Buffalo, I think they got a good chance of beating the Seahawks up there. Keep Russell Wilson off the field. Do a ball control game. Win the time of possession. Do not turn the ball over up in Seattle. Then you can come out victorious. And try to hold DK Metcalf as much as possible. I know it's hard to do. They did it a couple weeks ago in Glendale.
I like the Cardinals in this, even though I'm a little shaky. Yes, I say keep Russell Wilson off the field. But damn it, keep Patrick Peterson off the field. Because whoever he's lined up against, that's who Russell Wilson is throwing to. So I'm nervous. I'm going to pick the Cardinals to win, so obviously flat-out cover. Go with the Cardinals tonight. I'm skeptical because 21, I heard, made the trip to Seattle, so I'm real nervous. Russell might throw for 700 yards. With that, those are your picks. We gave them to you. We ended it right at the clock. Ed, tell them where can they find you.
Inside Sports, we are taping an NBA draft special tonight, which will air on KSRN tomorrow night, so be on the lookout for that. We're taping that tonight. Twitter at EdCole43 and Instagram at EdwardCole301.
Shouldn't that Ed Cole be like 50-something? It should say EdCole50-something. Is that – no?
No.
Didn't sound good?
No. I mean, I could change
what
it.
About,
I'm not ashamed of it, you know.
What about follow me at Ed Cole – then got old, done got old. Not old, done got old. No, it didn't ring a bell either.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, well, I'm just.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. I don't like that. No.
All right, no problem. Well, I keep thinking of stuff. You can get us at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Cave is with the K, the sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. Me, get me a PLR on sports over on the Twitter. And Ebra, I appreciate you very much for hanging out with me every Thursday like you do, coming to you live from Maduro's. Make sure you get to put down here.
Yes, sir. 10%
off your cigar purchase. And make sure you definitely check out the show tonight. Until then, we're up against that hard clock. And you know what we say when we wrap this bad boy up. temptation. Bring us home.